You're listening to the Product Podcast from Product School, featuring the best product leaders from Silicon Valley and beyond. If you're an aspiring product manager looking for your first PM role, or an experienced PM looking to level up your skills and advance your career, visit productschool.com to learn about our certifications and how we'll get you there. In this episode, we delve into the dynamic world of tech industry transitions with seasoned experts, uncovering the secrets to success and the skills crucial for navigating this ever-evolving landscape. Chief Product Officer of Monzo, Fernando Fanton, takes the spotlight, revealing Monzo's revolutionary approach to democratizing investing and simplifying financial concepts for millions. From addressing mortgage complexities to combating fraud, Monzo's ethos of accountability and innovation leaves a lasting impression, inspiring listeners to embark on their own transformative journeys.
Hi, everyone. My name is Fernando Fanton. I'm a Chief Product Officer of Monzo. Hopefully, a lot of you know Monzo. Monzo is the largest UK digital bank with 9 million users. Have you ever seen this hot coral card? And by the way, it's hot coral. It's not any other color. Don't make that mistake. That's one of the Monzo users. So Monzo has the same mission for a long time. Our mission has always been to disrupt and transform the banking industry across the entire world. Pretty humble ambition. And the mission of the company, which is something that everybody knows when you join Monzo, really says that, is making money work for everyone. The mission of the company is embedded on everything that we do. I joined Monzo a year and a half ago and really kind of re-energized my love for product. So what I wanted to do today is to share a little bit in the 15 or 20 minutes that we have, what is that magic? What is the Monzo way, the way we like to call it internally? So I'll do my best to share a little bit of what I believe makes Monzo special, what I believe makes Monzo product special with all of you today. So before we dive into the agenda, I'll tell a bit more why I joined Monzo. As you can see for my subtle accent, I'm not from the UK, I'm from Argentina. Most of you might know Argentina from football. If you're French, you definitely remember Argentina from football. That was a great final, you know, yeah, it happens. But anyway, I could talk about football for hours, but I can talk about finance for 20 minutes, for sure. Argentina is actually not that different than the UK or the rest of the world. Definitely not the case when I grew up. In the case that finance, having access to great financial tools, is not something that is available for everyone. It's actually available for a lucky few, for a very small part of the population. The majority of the people do not have access to great financial tools to make the most out of their money, as Monzo's mission clearly wants to do. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit more about our Monzo way, what makes it special, what are the ingredients that make the Monzo product special for our customers. And I will also talk about three examples that I hope bring it to life, three of our products. That is our investment product, our home ownership product, and our call status tool. We launched all these products in 2023. So let me share a little bit more about Monzo first. Monzo has more than 9 million customers and 380,000 business customers. 2023 was an amazing year for Monzo. We added more than 2 million customers in that year alone, and we're adding hundreds of thousands of new customers every single month. Monzo is really well known because of their customer experience, and the NPS reflects that. We have an NPS of 70, one of the highest in the industry, known for NPS on the low teens. And of course, we're just getting started. In 2024, in the next few months, we'll be shipping more features and products that we have done in the next few years alone. But really what I want to get into today is what powers all of the success? What is the secret sauce that really powers all the great numbers that you see in this slide? We like to call that the Monzo way. There's really not one single thing that I can mention, but there are definitely some key ingredients that I want to call out. The first one is what we like to call first principles or start from scratch. In Monzo, every new product starts from scratch. We don't look at what other folks have done. We don't look at other products. We always start doing research from the beginning, talking to our customers. We like to say that we have no problem reinventing the wheel if we need to. It's our customer needs that come first, not what anybody else has done. And we believe that is very powerful, because allow us to create products without being biased by the past and actually to carve something that nobody has done ever before. And that's why we have a lot of first industry-first products, because we are not, we always look at the users first and the problem, and then we come up with a solution. The second part is how we build these products. We build them in a constant dialogue with our customers. All the time, in every single meeting in Monzo, it starts with a conversation. What did our customers say? Did they like it? Did they not like it? Our designers will go with painstaking level of detail around every small piece of feedback of our users. But more importantly, we'll also make sure that we know how they feel. It's not only about customers, if they like something, if the UX is good or not. How do they feel when they use the product? The third part is we test absolutely everything first internally. We call this staff testing. That's the milestone. And every single feature or every single product at Monzo never touches the hands of a customer if it hasn't gone first by the squad, when each engineer, designer, product manager, data scientist test them themselves, and then the entire company. And finally, of course, the moment to ship the product arrives and we put it out there for the users to try. And the most important thing here is how fast you're going to learn and how fast you're going to iterate. So we put a lot of emphasis on learning fast, getting the signal from our users, combining that quantitative feedback with the qualitative feedback that we get from user research. And once we learn, we iterate super fast because our platform is great from a technical point of view and allow us to iterate really quickly. Within days, we can put another version out there for our customers to try out. So let's go from where it all starts. Like I said before, we always start from scratch in Monzo. What does really mean? It's very simple. If you want to do the same thing, it's very simple. It's research, research, and more research. We're absolutely obsessive about research in Monzo. It's been quite refreshing for me because I've never seen the level of depth of research that Monzo has. It's been by far the most I've seen in my entire career, including back in the day when I was in Microsoft. So a few nuggets of information to bring it to life. We had more than 500 pieces of feedback for one single product in one single month. Our research team wrote more than 172 research papers in 2023 alone. That amounts to 16 full weeks with interviewing customers, which seems to be a lot of times going to Paris back and forth. I don't know why, but 16 full weeks talking to customers. And always, like I said before, the 3,000 staff members that we have will be a key part of the puzzle. They will test it first, give us some feedback. If any little thing, no matter how small, is not perfect, we won't ship it to our customers. So we sweat the small details in Monzo. We really care. I still remember one day, our head designer, Voko, was showing me in the app how if you actually move it a little bit, one of the cards that is active has a bit of a sparkle running across. And it actually took me like 3 minutes to notice it. But then after a while, you realize there's a lot of those small details in the app that transmit something very powerful to our customers. So it's really that dialogue with our users, or our community, what makes, in my opinion, in our opinion, Monzo special. We kind of co-create with them the product together. They tell us their needs and their ambition and their goals. And once we know what those are, we bring them to life. So let me tell you a little bit more about the community. What are the different places when we gather feedback from our users? First, you will see the Monzo community has more than 40,000 members that post constantly about any topic in finance. Could be Monzo, could be something else. And we're constantly looking at those posts. There's no one single post that goes unseen by an engineer, customer support agent, or a product manager. We read each one of them. And I'll be honest with you, some of them are not fun to read because they really do tell us exactly how they feel. So sometimes it's great, it's a celebration. Sometimes it's some feedback that we need to take into consideration. And we'll then bring it back to the squad. The second is our social presence. You might have seen Monzo is very well known for its social dialogue. I think it's one of the most fun and dynamic social presence out there for banking for sure, but across the entire world. And you can always see how that dialogue continues in our social presence. And finally, our customer support team, but it's leading the polls, is a constant source of information. They're constantly feeding back to the squads some pain point of the users or how they felt or some specific detail that we have missed. So a way to visualize this, which I think if you're thinking, how can I bring this back to my product or my team or my company is almost every single meeting at Monzo, definitely every product meeting, but almost every meeting starts with some feedback from a customer. It doesn't start with some sort of ROI or business plan. It starts with the feedback from the customer. It's a researcher or a designer or engineer or a product manager saying, this is what we learned. This is what customers told us. This is what they told us in the interviews. This is what we heard from the community. And it almost ends with, okay, what are we going to do about it? So I want to bring that point, which is, what does it all mean? What is this really deep dialogue with our users, with our community really mean? What it translates to? Why is it important? Why we think it's really important? It's because of the connection. It's a deep connection between the community and Monzo. What it means is that the users or community shares with us through an entire life journey what their desires, their needs, and their goals are. And sometimes those are source of celebration and joy, and sometimes those are difficult moments or something very painful that they're going through. So I'll give you some examples. On the left, you can see Get Paid Early. It's a feature that we had for quite a while. Get paid early, you have your salary, you have a job, you get paid one day early. It's a celebration. And the product really embodies that. You can see the confetti popping up, and clearly we're celebrating with you. It's a good thing, and we want to celebrate it together. But we're also there for the bigger milestones. If you're hitting some savings target, we'll also celebrate with you. Or if you're paying your loan early, it's also a celebration. But of course, in life, not everything is joy, and our users go through, like each one of us, to all kinds of moments throughout their life. So there's moments of difficulty as well. So we allow you to put some money in a safety net or for a rainy day, because we know that someday you might need it. And even when other issues, like if you have something that you want to share discreetly that is going on in your life, that is actually impacting your relationship with Monzo, with money, we allow you to share it with us discreetly, whether it's a problem you have dealing with ADHD, or even if it's domestic abuse, whatever that would be, you can share it discreetly with Monzo, and our specialists will read it and will act accordingly. We believe this connection is what sets up Monzo apart. It allows us to work with our customers to understand what the real goals are, how those translate to their daily lives. And our job is just to work with them to bring them to life, to make them real. So now let me talk about some products, launches that we've done in 2023, which I hope exemplify everything that I described before about the Monzo way of building and designing products. This is one that is close to my heart. It's an investment product. Raise your hand. Who invests here today? Quite a few. Who invests every single month religiously? Every single month. Yeah? Okay. Not that many. Not that many. Which is remarkable. Not that many of you invest every single month. That's another surprise to us, because our research again tells us that in the UK, 18.5 million people think investing is not for them. Kind of couldn't believe that, right? So we ask, what is it? Why do you think it's not for you? The main reason was they didn't think they had enough money to do it. So what did we do? We built a product or investment platform where you only need £1, and you can get started. 2.5 million people that actually invest told us, we kind of wing it. They were at least quite honest to recognize they wing it. They didn't know what they were doing. So what we did is, of course, we build education right in the product. So as you get started with only £1, you also learn and get educated about investing. For example, in the right-hand side, you can see that you show to our users what it means to invest 50 quid a month. And 50 quid sounds like a lot, but it's 2 or 3 cups of coffee per week. And we show them what is the difference if you could save that money and invest it, as you can see on the right-hand side. So what happened when we launched? We launched this product in 2023, and within days, 250,000 people were on the wait list. Quite remarkable. The demand was clearly there. More amazingly, though, 1/3 of everybody that uses this product never invested before. And this number rises to 45% when it comes to women. We're having historically underrepresented on this category. But of course, we didn't stop there. We keep talking with our users. We continue the dialogue. And our users told us, I would like to make it easier for me to invest all the time. I want to set it and forget it. I know investing every month is important. How can I make it easier? So we set up this feature called Roundups, when all the roundups that you have when you spend with Monzo go directly to your investments. And 1/7 of the investment product users already use that today. What you can see is sometimes the right answer is not to make things more complicated. It's actually to make them things simpler. We can definitely have gone the route of building a niche product for a small number of people that were quite wealthier or any other sort of need. But we actually talked to our customers. We realized the majority of them were not investing. So we made it really, really easy. It goes back again to our mission, make money work for everyone. So you can see here, 45% of people, of women, are investing now and they weren't before. Let's talk about another example. Again, home ownership. How many of you have a mortgage, would like to have a mortgage, would love to have paid off your mortgage already? Quite a few. Okay, a few questions, a few questions about it. Do you know when your mortgage deal ends? Yes, I heard one yes. No, majority no. Do you know what your loan to value is today? Yeah. Do you know what your home equity value is today? Okay, very confident. Some very confident folks out there. Maybe they're pretty sure they're using the product already. So this is not news for us. Kind of missed my hook there. This is not news for us because our users told us the same thing. They told us it's very difficult to know exactly what's going on with our mortgage, to keep up to date. So we launched this tool, even though we don't have support mortgages now, Monzo, we don't give mortgages, our users told us they really want to do better and manage their mortgages better. They want to prepare better. So we launched this tool in 2023. And as you can see, the feedback was overwhelming. But we didn't stop there. So we asked our users when we launched it, how do you feel? Do you like it? A lot of them told me a few things. One, some people told us, look, looking at the balance of my mortgage is depressing, right? And they truly did. You know, it's actually depressing. So the team went in and said, okay, we need to fix that. So what we did is we went in and looked at all the transactions back to 1995, add some magic to it, and we basically change it and swap it. So now we show the home equity value instead of the balance. So you can actually see what was your initial goal when you have a mortgage. You wanted to build home equity. And of course, you want that number to be actual and to this day. That's exactly what Monzo does. A lot of people told us, I have no idea what's going on with the mortgage rates in the news, going up and down. What does it mean for us? Should I pay more, less? I don't know. So we built an overpayment calculator. And in the calculator itself, you can click, find out if you pay X amount more per month, exactly what's going to happen to your mortgage. So as you can see, this is a product that wouldn't have existed if we didn't talk to our users. We don't have a mortgage product. It really came directly from them, the need. We were delighted to provide a tool that they loved. Okay, last but not least, fraud, as you all know, is a big issue in the UK. More than £1 billion were stolen from fraud in 2022, and 45,000 people were victims of impersonation fraud in the UK. Impersonation fraud, for you that don't know, is somebody calls you and pretend to be from a bank or somebody you trust and really trick you to send money to them. So one of our engineers knew this was a problem, and in an internal hackathon, in a few days, developed a solution. And again, that's one of the benefits of having a tech stack that is modern and easy to change. We looked at it, and of course, we loved it, and we were able to launch it very, very quickly. After launch, the reaction was, as you can imagine, super positive for the industry alike, as well as our customers. This was an industry first. Nobody has done it before. And again, going back to the Monzo way, that was expected because we never thought about anybody did it before or not, which I thought it was a great idea. It will tackle a real problem in a way that nobody has done it before. And you can see the results. Right now, basically the way it works is you can go in the app, and if somebody from Monzo is calling you, you can see it right there. You can see we're talking to you. And if they are not, if it's a fraudster, of course, we'll tell you we're not talking to you, reporting now. So you can report it in the tool. 700 people report fraud through this tool today, every single month. Okay, so let's try to bring it all together now. Like I said before, the Monzo way is not really one single thing. It's a combination of factors. To me, it's a little bit of everything you see on this slide. It's about thinking from first principles. It's about reinventing the wheel if you need to. It's about this deep connection with our customers. is about design and sweating the details. It's about an obsessive amount of research. But to me, more importantly, is the connection with the mission. Every single person in Monzo, engineer, designer, data scientist, every person in business, connect with the mission. They want to make money work for everyone. They want to stay close to our customers. They want to stay close to the product. They want to test it. They want to try it. It's much easier to do it if you try it than you're 5,000 miles away. And we believe that's really what makes Monzo special. The connection between Monzonauts and the community, that deep connection that we have. The reason why I was very thrilled to come here today is because we don't believe that this is unique to Monzo in any way or to finance in any way. We actually believe that this is the way when you build truly transformative products that change people's lives. But even in this moment with some conversation around our product, I believe it's an even important message. Product well done, it is transformative. It changes and disrupts industries. And we believe that this can be applied to any other product team or any other industry. So hopefully, a little bit of what I shared today is useful to you, and you can take it and disrupt your industry as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Taking the time to write just a few sentences about what you love most about the show will help us improve it and reach even more product people around the world. And when you're done, why not reward yourself with some free product management content and resources over at productschool.com? Until next time, stay product-led.